Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Community development finance. Yes, it's part of your job too. Lucky you. Once you feel like you have a good understanding of your CRA program and the technical aspects of the CRA, and your program is stabilized and moving as expected, now it's time to expand your reach into community. Oftentimes, this results in you working with various stakeholders who care deeply about community development work and serving the credit needs of your communities and ensuring that people come together to serve disadvantaged communities and low to moderate income people. This is the best work, and I hope that you can get out into the community often throughout your CRA career. When working in community, you'll likely be invited to participate in community redevelopment initiatives throughout your CRA journey. And of course, financing will be part of that conversation. So I want you to have a really good understanding of community development finance. So what exactly is that? If you ask 10 bankers to describe and define community development financing, you'll likely get 10 different responses. As a general framework, community development finance is listed here on this slide. It involves economic growth in which people come together and make decisions to organize and pool assets and resources for the purposes of addressing unmet credit needs and opportunities. Sounds a lot like community development and the CRA, right? Of course it is. That's community development finance. Keywords is looking at the economic growth, meeting and addressing unmet credit needs and opportunities. And that's where you come in. So it's a good place to start. Let's take a deeper look at actually pooling those assets and resources and addressing unmet credit needs. So here is a simplified capital stack that you may experience throughout your CRA journey. You'll see that conventional debt, otherwise known as conventional financing or bank debt, is at the foundation of a capital stack. If a bank can originate a deal, it will, and you don't need the multiple layers to make the deal work, right? Oftentimes, though, in community development finance, you need to layer different sources of equity to make the deal work so that you can drive impact down to disadvantaged and low-income people. So most of the benefit goes straight to the bottom line. It's really your job to know what sources of financing and equity sources are available in the community to enhance bank conventional debt. So then you're more of an asset to your commercial lenders, right? That you can say, now, when you look at this credit deal, it may be a little challenging, but I want you to know that we have some equity sources we're working on bringing to the table to make this project doable. So very important that you understand that the most productive and powerful community development initiatives require many people coming to the table, various levels within the capital stack to make the deal work. Oftentimes the CDFI can get involved too. So I hope you're partnering with the CDFIs in your local neighborhoods. So I hope this gives you a glance into a capital stack and community development finance. We go into more detail in the CRA Hub to learn more about community development finance and other CRA initiatives, but wanted to just give you a very quick look. And remember that these community development projects take longer, but they forge more impact, and you're likely deploying this type of work together in community, that you're partnering, pooling assets, and you're addressing challenges that no one person can do alone, that you're all better together. So I hope that's helpful. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.